I will now read to you the last part of the book of Enoch. This is the part where Enoch is giving his last speech to his relatives, his brothers and sisters and family, and for the generations to come, leading up to our generation. Enoch's Book of Admonition for His Children. The book written by Enoch. Enoch indeed wrote this complete doctrine of wisdom which is praised of all men, and a judge of all the earth. For all my children, who shall dwell on the earth, and for the future generation who shall observe uprightness and peace. Let not your spirit be troubled on account of the times, for the Holy and Great One has appointed days for all things. And the Righteous One shall arise from sleep, and walk in the paths of righteousness, and all his path and conversation shall be in eternal goodness and grace. He will be gracious to the righteous, and give him eternal uprightness. And he will give him power, so that he shall be endowed with goodness and righteousness. And he shall walk in eternal light. And sin shall perish in darkness forever, and shall no more be seen from that day forevermore. And now, my son Methuselah, call to me all thy brothers, and gather together to me all the sons of thy mother, for the words calls me, and the Spirit is poured out upon me, that I may show you everything that shall befall you forever. And thereupon Methuselah went and summoned to him all his brothers, and assembled his relatives. And he spake unto all the children of righteousness, and said, Hear ye, sons of Enoch, all the words of your father, and hearken aright to the voice of my mouth. For I exhort you, and say unto you, Beloved, love uprightness, and walk therein, and draw not nigh to uprightness with a double heart. And associate not with those of a double heart, but walk in righteousness, my sons, and it shall guide you on good path. And righteousness shall be your companion, for I know that violence must increase on the earth, and a great chastisement be executed on the earth, and all unrighteousness come to an end. Yea, it shall be cut off from its roots, and its whole structure be destroyed. And unrighteousness shall again be consummated on the earth, and all the deeds of unrighteousness and of violence and transgression shall prevail in a twofold degree. And when sin and unrighteousness and blasphemy and violence in all kinds of deeds increase, and apostasy, and transgression and uncleanness increase, a great chastisement shall come from heaven upon all these, and the Holy Lord will come forth with wrath and chastisement to execute judgment on earth. In those days violence shall be cut off from its root, and the roots of unrighteousness together with deceit, and they shall be destroyed from under heaven. And all the idols of the heathen shall be abandoned, and the temples burned with fire, and they shall remove them from the whole earth. And they shall be cast into the judgment of fire, and shall perish in wrath and in grievous judgment forever. And the righteous shall arise from their sleep, and wisdom shall arise and be given unto them. And after that, the roots of unrighteousness shall be cut off, and the sinners shall be destroyed by the sword. and shall be cut off from the blasphemers in every place. And those who plan violence and those who commit blasphemy shall perish by the sword. And now I tell you, my sons, and show you the parts of righteousness and the parts of violence. Yea, I will show them to you again, that ye might know what will come to pass. And now, hearken unto me, sons, and walk in the paths of righteousness, and walk not in the paths of violence. For all who walk in the paths of unrighteousness shall perish forever. The Apocalypse of Weeks. And after that, Enoch both gave and began to recount from the books. And Enoch said, concerning the children of righteousness, and concerning the elect of the world, and concerning the plant of uprightness, I will speak these things. Yea, I, Enoch, will declare them unto you, my sons, according to that which appeared to me in the heavenly vision, and which I have known through the word of the holy angels, and have learnt from the heavenly tablets. And Enoch began to recount from the books, and said, I was born the seventh in the first week, while judgment and righteousness still endured. And after me there shall arise in the second week great wickedness, and deceit shall have sprung up. And in it there shall be the first end. And in it a man shall be saved, and after it is ended, uprightness shall grow up, and a law shall be made for the sinners. And after that, in the third week, at its close, a man shall be elected as the plant of righteous judgment. And his posterity shall become the plant of righteousness forevermore. And after that, in the fourth week, at its close, visions of the holy and righteous shall be seen, and a law for all generations, and an enclosure shall be made for them. And after that, in the fifth week, at its close, the house of glory and dominion shall be built forever. And after that, in the sixth week, all who live in it shall be blinded, and the hearts of all of them shall godlessly forsake wisdom. And in it a man shall ascend, and at its close the house of dominion shall be burnt with fire, and the whole race of the chosen Ruth shall be dispersed. And after that, in the seventh week, shall an apostate generation arise, and many shall be its deeds, and all its deeds shall be apostate. And at its close shall be elected the elect righteous of the eternal plant of righteousness, to receive sevenfold instruction concerning all his creation. For who is there of all the children of men that is able to hear the voice of the Holy One without being troubled? And who can think his thoughts? And who is there that can behold all the works of heaven? And how shall there be one who could behold the heaven? And who is there that could understand the things of heaven, and see a soul or a spirit, and could tell thereof, or ascend and see all their ends, and think them, or do like them? And who is there of all men that could know what is the breadth and the length of the earth, and to whom has been shown the measure of all of them? Or is there anyone who could discern her length, of the heaven, and how great is its height, and upon what it is founded, and how great is the number of the stars, and where all the luminaries rest. The last 3 weeks. And after that, there shall be another, the 8th week, that of righteousness, and a sword shall be given to it, that a righteous judgment